our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha!
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
We are awesome.
Third player today is guitar.
Hello, guitar.
Hello, guitar.
Guitar says
D. I don't know, is that D? I just guessed.
That's an A. That's a D. I'm tuning my guitar.
You tune it live on television, tuning the guitar.
Live on the internet.
It's my birthday. Let's talk about that right up front. It's my birthday. I'm old. I'm not
Old. 20 something.
27. It's 27. I'm not afraid of my age. Like a weird thing. I never understood why people are like, don't tell your real age. Tell a different thing.
Hey, it's your birthday. Hey, it's your birthday. Hey, it's your birthday. You're real old now. Hey, it's your birthday. Hey, it's your birthday. You're 27.
Coincidentally, it is also my sister's birthday.
Oh, I'll sing a song for her birthday too.
Okay. It's a different birthday though.
Hey, it's your birthday. Hey, it's your birthday. Hey, it's your birthday. You're 27 as well.
Oh, someone called me. I wonder who called me. It's a cell phone. They called me at 717 from Fairmont. Could have been like my mom or my grandpa.
Who could it be? It's your mom or someone else who called you on the phone. You can just call right back and find out who called you on the phone.
I mean, I don't call people back. They didn't leave a voicemail, so.
They didn't leave a voicemail. So they're never gonna know who called you. They're never gonna know who called. But it doesn't really matter, cause it was probably just a wrong number.
No, it was a cell phone from Fairmont. I know it was a cell phone, cause I know it was.
It's probably a wrong number.
That's
okay. Someone called me from Sioux Falls yesterday. And they said, is this Marco's pizza? And I said, no, it's just a cell phone, you dummy. Why'd you call me, you dummy? It's just a cell phone, you dummy. But then I thought I should.
I forgot the lyrics.
After I hung up, I thought I should have just taken her order. And then she would have called back in like half an hour and been like, where's my damn pizza? And I'd be like, oh, it's just a joke. I'm not Marcos. I'm just a guy with a cell phone. And you called me and I took your order and didn't send you a pizza.
Did she think she was calling, like, Sioux Falls Marcos?
Yeah.
Is there Marcos in Sioux Falls?
Apparently there is. I don't know how close the number is, but.
Well, it must be decently close. I don't know. Google it. Google Marcos in Sioux Falls.
Did you ever call the pizza place and then they didn't get your order right?
Yep. I rarely call anymore, though. Usually do it online.
Oh, yeah. And then it's like, well, it's in there, so.
Yeah.
It's hard to do it wrong when you put it in yourself.
Yeah.
Oh wait, you wanted to hear my song that I wrote from my band.
Oh yes. Do you want to preface this a little bit?
So we were talking at dinner about how Holly asked me if I was ever in a band, and I said yes, I was in a band. our band was called Steel Toe.
Uh-huh.
And we played a show in
1990s.
We played one or two songs.
Their Marco's Pizza Sioux Falls number is nothing like yours. Just in case you're wondering.
No, that's not it. That was it. That was the whole, that was the bass line that I played for like 3 minutes.
That was the whole song. What is this? What is this that we're hearing? Is this a new original composition?
Yeah, I'm just originally compositing.
I don't feel like singing tonight though, so.
You don't have to.
You're just going to be playing the guitar the whole time. This will be the Adam Plays Guitar podcast.
That's not right. Funky towel, towel's got the funk.
What are you
funky
singing? Hold on.
Funky towel got the funk.
I don't know what it is, but I don't approve of this in any way. Do you want to talk about what else we did today?
We played the X-Files card game.
We played the X-Files card game, which I got from... Do we have to have music to everything?
This is a musical episode.
Okay.
Tell your story.
You got me the X-Files collectible card game for my birthday, which is today. But I opened it on what? Friday? Saturday? Friday. And it's not very good, but I still liked playing it for some reason. It's like a cross between... it's like fancy Clue. It's like fancy, harder to play Clue. Less balanced Clue.
It's poorly balanced because... You get a starter deck, right? And it doesn't have all of the things you need, most, kind of. Like, you get random stuff in the starter deck, but you kind of have to construct a deck to make it work right, to make the game work right. But it was okay. We made it through a game.
It took longer than I thought it would.
Well, because there's... You do stuff, and then the other person does stuff, too. It reminds me a lot of the Lord of the Rings card game.
I don't know, there's a Lord of the Rings card game.
So, like, in that one, you... On your turn, you can play guys and whatever, like, weapons and stuff. And then you try and move to, the next location. Like, there's a little row of locations, and you move to the next one. Mm-hmm. Like, you're like, I'm going to Rivendell! And then, like, you get the companion or the fellowship. And then with a point, like, you spend points, but the way you spend them is you actually add them into the shadow pool. And then each opponent gets to spend the shadow pool to, like, cast goblins and stuff to fight against your guys when they're moving. So the amount of stuff you put out is equal to the amount of stuff they can use to mess with you, which is kind of cool. It was balanced cool, very interestingly. Like,
yeah, I think part of the problem with this game was that our decks were not balanced in any way. We just played with, like, the starter decks that they sent, or that, like, you just get. And so you had a lot more, I guess, removal is what you would call it, than I seem to. So you stopped everything I did, and I could stop nothing that you were doing, and it was getting frustrating for me, because I felt like I wasn't even getting to play at all. Whereas every turn you were, like, getting to ask a question, so... I don't know. Just the balance was off in
our
decks.
Enter if you wish it.
Oh, hi. We're podcasting. Dan's here, you guys.
Have a guest now. Dan just showed up. We're gonna watch the show where JFK gets shot up.
We think.
We think he's gonna get shot, but we're not sure.
Probably gonna get shot.
And then Holly has another book to read for about rat queens who's a gang with ladies in it.
It's not a gang. It's an adventuring group. Well, I mean, they're kind of a gang.
Group, and they're kind of a gang, but they're not really
they're,
a gang.
They're like
they
a gang.
They just go adventure and do things and fight monsters and whatever they do and get treasure and stuff. I'm just guessing. I haven't read it. Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Dan's sick, you guys. It's a real tragedy.
Dan's got a cold.
Might not be a cold.
Or whatever he's got, it's bad. It's like a sinus infection or something. Just don't give it to us.
Yeah, let me take all that stuff out of the chair. By all that stuff, I mean the blanket. There you go. So we went to birthday dinner. And I ordered roast duck. And they just give you like half a duck. They just like slice the duck in half. Here, have this half a duck. And I ate it all. And then the hostess like commented on the fact that I'd eaten it all. She's like, I've never seen anyone eat the whole duck. And I was just like, really? Because it wasn't like a big duck. It was like a small duck.
Remember when they called us piggies?
Oh my god, I forgot about that! The first time that we went to Town Garden, our waiter, we ate our soup or something really quickly, and he asked if he needed to bring a trough, I think was what he said.
Yeah, that
I was just like, you can't say that.
He's not there anymore. He probably got
not.
Fired.
No, he hasn't been there for a while. He was real weird. But anyway, I had the duck, and it was good. And there was some, like, Brussels sprouts with pancetta and something else, and that was good. And then there was some spatchel. That's what I've decided to call it. And it was all right. And then you ordered the beef short ribs with mashed potatoes.
Bison
short ribs, I'm sorry. And they weren't good at all. And you sent them back. And you had schnitzel instead.
I was like,
instead.
I don't like this. And then I had a schnitzel, which was awesome.
Schnitzel
the schnitzel sandwich at Skye's is really good. If you ever go there.
I've been there once. Before it was Skye's. And then I got a concussion.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's, not good. That's I wouldn't fine. Recommend a concussion. Of all the things to have.
I would agree.
I've never had one.
So we, we went there. I got the beef thing and then the bison thing. I didn't like it, sent it back. But also, everybody got that Meatomo thing, and I think it's really boring.
It is.
It is boring.
I don't know why everybody wanted me to get it.
Well, everybody, like, the first couple days was just answering all the questions in it, and I think the usage is just plummeted. Because it's so boring.
There's nothing else to do.
There isn't. You can, like, buy outfits.
You can't feed anybody.
No, you can't feed anybody.
I don't know what my favorite food is.
That's what it was in Tomodachi Life.
It's like the bad version of Tomodachi Life.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
That's too bad.
Yep. I made pancakes today.
Oh, they did the banned list.
That wasn't what I said.
Oh, I'm sorry. You made pancakes and then you put them in the freezer.
I put them in the freezer. And before that, I made too many pancakes. Because here's what happened. So I read the recipe and I was like, oh, I'm going to cut this in half. Because I'm only making pancakes for two people. And then I accidentally tripled it instead. Because I read the wrong part of the recipe.
Too many pancakes.
And I added three times the dry ingredients that
too
I needed
many pancakes.
To. I added three cups of the thing instead of one
too
cup
many
of the
pancakes.
Thing. And, yeah. Yep.
Holly made too many pancakes.
So it came out of like over a dozen pancakes instead of the like.
That's so many pancakes!
There's a lot of pancakes. I didn't eat them. And I put chocolate chips in them. I put too many chocolate chips in them. I don't know if you knew that was possible.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. It turns out it is. When it feels like you're eating more chocolate chip than pancake, it's not advised.
I think it's awesome. That's the best way to have pancakes. Then you put chocolate syrup on them.
Oh,
chocolate
no.
Syrup.
We don't even have chocolate syrup.
We should.
No. We don't need chocolate syrup. We still have pancake syrup that Dan brought when we had French toast.
Oh, yeah.
French. Yeah. I remember it. In the back of the fridge. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I have pancakes over here somewhere. Mm-hmm. Your phone made a noise.
Oh, it did. It said,
noise.
You're now friends with Orange.
Oh. Do you know somebody named Orange? Did you friend somebody named Orange?
It might be someone I know. Let me see.
I mean, you have to approve friend requests.
Yeah,
so.
I probably sent him. I'm like, oh, I know who that is, and then I don't know who it is because their name is Orange.
Because you use
or
a
not.
Nickname in the game, and it's real weird.
Like, who the F is Orange? If you're Orange, I'm sorry. Use your name.
I just use my name. Because
I did not.
I'm not, like, afraid. Because, like, when you're a kid or whatever, like, you should be anonymous on the internet when you're 8.
I'm talking to D. Hey, D, what's happening?
But I'm 27 now.
Sold.
I thought I was 27 for the last, like, 2 months.
D was in my band. I'm actually 27. Did you know that about
me? Yeah, you told me D was in your band. And that D played the guitar.
Mm-hmm. And we rocked so hard.
Uh-huh. Was she good at the guitar? Or no?
Yeah. Better than me. That's why I played bass.
I was in a band once.
Were you? What was your band called?
Bad Java.
That's a decent band name.
I thought so.
What kind of music did your band play?
Very badly written rock.
Yeah, that's about right. That sounds like pretty average for a band. What part of the band were you?
I was bass.
Nice.
You were bass also?
We should just have a band of basses.
We have a bass in the other room.
Six basses.
We have an acoustic bass. I don't know how to play any kind of guitar. You bought that Rocksmith thing, and I tried to do it.
Oh, the game is so fun.
Yeah, but the problem was that I was bad at it.
I have it for PC, and you can get custom songs.
Ooh.
And I have, like, 500 songs.
Jesus. No, we have it for PS something. 3, probably. PS4? I don't know.
I got a special thing to put in my acoustic guitar.
PS3.
It doesn't pick up acoustic guitar.
It doesn't
as well.
Pick up very well, yeah, because I have an acoustic. Well, no, I have acoustic electric bass, but even then, the acoustic part of it messes it up. So I was always like, it was showing me I was doing worse than I was.
You didn't crack your pack of X-Files cards.
I didn't. Oh my god. We can finally do a crack pack.
Because Holly's
X-Files.
Should we open up an Innistrad pack too?
Booster card. Well, obviously. But we're going to do this Xbox card first.
This one's more important. You have to read the card and then we have to guess what it does.
Oh, that's not the thing that all should happen. Maybe you should guess what episode it's from. Guess what episode it's from. Have you seen X-Files at all? Yeah,
not
I didn't
really.
Think so. I didn't think so.
I was going to shake my head, but I'm on a podcast.
Then you're going to tell me the plot of this episode.
We'll figure out the name of the episode and then, then we'll figure out, then you'll tell us the plot.
Oh, this one might be a little generic.
Okay, what's it called?
Hard Punch.
Is it a combat? It's a combat card, right?
It is a combat card.
Who got hard punched?
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't tell
Does
you.
Does it say what episode it's
what
from?
This is from Anasazi, which I think is one of the conspiracy episodes.
Oh.
Which I never watched.
That was
no, so
that was
no
the
idea.
One with the people in the train, like all the aliens in the buried train car.
Yeah, I don't watch the conspiracy episodes.
Well, excuse me.
The desert one?
Yeah.
And then Mulder's in it and
Mulder
they blow it up
desert.
And you're like, oh my god, he died!
Yeah,
and then
they
of course
Mulder.
He didn't die.
They didn't blow him up.
All right. Langley. I met that guy.
He is one of the lone gunmen.
Lone gunmen. One of three. He's the one with the long hair and the glasses.
Yeah.
He now does, like, he draws comic books or
and then,
something
and
conspiracy stuff.
Frohickey and
Byers.
Byers, yeah. Frohickey's the old guy who likes Scully and Byers is the little nerdy guy.
Hyde. What episode do you think Hyde is from?
That is from...
All of them.
No, it's from...
most of them.
What's it called? Is it the stretchy one?
No, it's the Jersey Devil. Also known as...
The
like,
worst.
The worst episode.
They
no,
skipped that one
the
in the X-Files
three
files.
Is bad.
Yeah.
Three is the vampire one.
That's the one
super bad.
With Mulder's girlfriend in it.
Yeah. There's like one or two episodes that Gillian Anderson wasn't in. No, there's one, I think. And it's three, because she was, it turns out, just had a baby. They let you have, like, a week off when you have a baby.
It's mighty nice of them.
I know, right? Gun jammed! That actually doesn't happen as often as you would think it would in X-Files. They don't shoot their guns that often.
I don't know.
This is from Little Green Men. Kick! I think I found a booster pack of entirely combat cards.
I think they put the different types of cards all together.
Oh, that makes sense then. Kick. It's kick.
That's from the episode with the guy who like regenerated his whole self and he was a paramedic.
Oh, I don't think it is. This is from something called Red Museum, which I don't recognize.
That's the one with the cult, the town that was a cult.
Mm. Ambush.
Okay. Tombs.
That's also from Anasazi.
Tombs. It's from Tombs.
Looks like someone is ambushing someone else. First aid.
That's the one with the paramedics man.
Wrong. Also Jersey Devil. For some reason.
I think these are all from the first season.
I think they are too. Fairfield Zoo in Fairfield, Idaho.
Oh, that's an actual place from a thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where was the zoo? Oh, that was the invisible elephant.
Fearful Symmetry.
Yep, Invisible Elephant.
Mount Avalon, Washington.
Mount Avalon. Was that the Firewalker?
Yeah. Was.
I'm good. I'm good at this.
Oh, now we get the upside down ones, snap, which are the next rarity, I think.
Okay.
Henry Trondheim. I don't know that name at all. He's from
a... owns a railroad.
What episode?
You're actually closer than you think you might be. My name is Trondheim, Henry Trondheim. The ship you want is the Tsar. It's a 50-ton trawler with a double hull. It's my ship. So it doesn't own a railroad.
You know, oh, this ship. Is, the one with the, that's in German.
.com. Yeah.
The one that's in German.
Fascination.
Oh, that's the 3.
Yeah, it is. Yep.
I'm good at this game.
You are. Running Gun Battle.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
One Breath.
Is it a backwards one? Do we get a backwards one?
No, I get a backwards one.
No rare?
Body Armor.
Oh, there's more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
All of them.
Little Green Men. Dark Forces Align.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, this is the school one. Dehan de Verlitz. Where they're all like, cultists in the school.
Oh, with, all with the girls?
In the school.
With the teenagers?
No, like all the, yeah, all the teachers like, are like bad guys. Unexplainable Time Loss.
Oh, what's his name?
No, it's the pilot. They lose like 13 minutes or 7 minutes.
I thought it was like nine minutes and some amount of seconds minutes or something.
They lose.
Yep. No, but that one guy, the, I can't remember his name. Like the weird guy who had like the disc that he gave the Mulder.
Max Fennig. Oh.
He lost time. That's where we found him.
I'm going to do another one because it was fun.
Okay. And then we'll divide them up between our two decks that we have.
Yeah. I just want to find, like, Mulder.
We need a Mulder.
I'm just, it turns out, just as bad at opening these as
I'm going to do an Innistrad pack then when you do that.
These are made of even worse material than the magic packs are. Like, even harder to open. Okay. Hope this doesn't start with hard punch again. I'll just skip over duplicates. Ooh, we start now with Psychiatric Hospital in Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, that's, the one with the guy who was a ghost.
Shadow guy. Soft Light.
Soft, is that what it's called?
Soft Light, that's what it's called.
Yeah. With the shadow that was bad.
Cape Cod.
The Impossible Astronaut.
Impossible Astronaut.
If this were Doctor Who, that would be correct. That was his fire. It was the one where Mulder's afraid of fire.
And the guy was on fire. And then he was a fireman.
Fire. Aubrey, Missouri.
That's the one with the chickens.
The episode's called Aubrey.
It's the one with the chickens.
Probably.
Yeah.
Where they, like...
The chicken plant?
Yeah. But then there's people in it.
Yeah.
The chickens are people. Containment Facility, Georgetown, Maryland. Okay, so this was like a combat-heavy one. This was like a... sight-heavy one. Anyway, Containment Facility. Georgetown, Maryland.
I think that's also the...
Mr. Mulder, don't give up on this one. Trust me, you've never been closer. Deep throat.
Oh, shit. Little Green Men.
No, Erlenmeyer Flask.
Okay. That would have been my second guess.
I thought you said you didn't have a good guy voice.
I don't say... Hey, I'm sorry, buddy. Did you classify that as good?
I thought that was good.
Excellent.
Good might be the wrong
I thought you were then. A dude just then.
If you hadn't had your eyes open, you wouldn't even have known.
Uh-huh.
Government cover-up.
Deep Throat.
Anasazi.
Okay.
It's like a bunch of alien stuff burned up.
Alien stuff.
Ghost in the Machine.
Ghost in the Machine.
Well done.
That's a cool episode.
It is a good one. Ooh! Scully's phone number is 202-555-6431.
Give her a call.
You just ring her up.
Be like, Agent Scully, I need your help.
Ring, ring.
I know where ring, your ring. Son is.
Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, is this Dana Scully?
Yes.
I always wanted to ask you.
Who is this?
What color is your hair supposed to be?
Who is this?
It's Holly.
Are you a science?
No, I got your number from this piece of paper card.
Do you have an emergency? I'm a doctor person.
Yeah, my emergency is what color is your hair supposed to be?
That is irrelevant. Click.
Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Don't answer it.
Ring, no, ring. Ring,
it's
ring.
Just that weird lady calling.
Ring, ring.
What?
I have a medical emergency.
Okay, what is your emergency?
You're real hot. And I can't handle it.
I'll be right there.
But I need you to medicine me.
I'll give you the
Can
medicine
you say
business.
That to somebody? I need you to medicine me. It's like some sort of euphemism.
I don't think you can say that.
Poisonous gases.
Is that, we just want more than one? More than one poisonous gas?
Poisonous gases.
Firewalker.
Erlenmeyer flask. Dr. Aaron Monti.
What does the picture look like?
Looks like Dr. Aaron
Monti.
That is Teso dos Bichos.
Tombs.
Damn it.
Paul Massinger.
You know this one, Dan.
The Paul Massinger show.
Deep Throat, you're right. All right,
nailed it.
Flip some over here. Sheriff Daniels.
Aubrey.
Miracle Man.
Okay.
Peter Tanaka. I find it interesting that there's an episode called Fire and an episode called Firewalker. It's Firewalker, by the way.
There's an episode called Fire and an episode called Ice.
Well, yeah, that's more interesting. But why is there Fire and Firewalker?
Because there's a guy who walks on fire.
Sinus cavity implant.
Mm. My life right now.
Not quite. It's the thing that gave Scully cancer. Spoiler, she gets cancer because they take it out.
Little Green Man.
Pilot.
Pilot.
Dr. Sheila Braun. As with many dissociative disorders, the intensity of the patient's emotions is often too much for one personality
Eve.
To process.
Eve.
So in defense,
Eve.
Part of the personality splits itself off.
Is it
Dr.
Eve?
Braun discussing Michelle Bishop's psychiatric profile.
Oh, no, it's not Eve then.
It's called Born Again.
Not Eve.
But I don't know which one that is. The cigarette smoking man strikes.
Oh, I thought it was the cigarette smoking man was the card.
No, that would have been cooler.
Yeah.
It's a headline that says the cigarette smoking man strikes.
Then
he's getting into a helicopter. Does that help you?
Erlenmeyer flask.
Kind of saucy. It's when he's getting into the helicopter after they bomb up Mulder and it flies away.
Okay. I'm never going to guess Anasazi.
Alien discretion.
Anasazi.
No. Good try, though.
Erlenmeyer flask.
Space.
Oh.
Oh, is that it? That's it. I still didn't get a rare one. All right,
well,
you
got Agent Skinner in your first pack.
I'm going to crack that pack, too. And we're going to do this whole I tell you about the art thing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's going to be harder because it's new. And also because I can't look at some of this art.
You'd be like, nope.
Dan, you can participate in this as well.
Sure.
I don't know. You might be too far away for the microphone to pick you up.
That'd
Our microphone's
fine.
Pretty good.
All right, what do we got?
Good.
What's number one?
All right, number one, we have...
Numero uno.
We have a lady. She is writing in like a notepad, and behind her is a big guy made of what looks like some skin sewn together, and he's got like a metal, like a helmet on his face, and like a collar, and like a spiked wristlet, and like a spiked hand. He's definitely sewn together, and he's chained to like a table or something.
We can't have Rope Waltz.
Nope.
No, that's a little dancing with a dead guy.
Is. That's the best guess I've
heard.
She looks like she's taking notes or something, but
is it
she's
something
staring off Grolf
something?
It is a blue card.
Yeah, Grolf.
It's a blue sorcery.
Grolf's masterpiece.
Nope, it's not
catalog?
That.
Catalog?
Nope.
That's a rare anyway.
Tap target creature. Doesn't untap during its controller's next on tap step. Investigate.
I don't even know
for
what
two
that's
mana.
Called.
It's called Press for Answers.
Oh, okay.
I'm not cheating looking at visual spoilers.
No, of course not. Why would you? We have, there's a lady in like some armor. She's holding a sword and a lantern in her hand. And then there's like a, what looks like a ghost pirate behind her.
Ghost pirate.
Yeah, it looks like a ghost pirate.
What color is the card?
White. The harder they try to extinguish.
It's Cathar, something Cathar.
Yep, Dauntless Cathar.
Dauntless Cathar.
3-2?
Yeah, 3-2, you can exile from your graveyard to make a 1/1 spirit.
Yep. All right, this, we have a person who's standing there, like, with their hands on their head, and there's, like, a cape, like, flapping in the background, and it looks like there's white lightning rain coming out of their head.
Oh.
It's a blue card.
Is it Jace?
Nope. It's a common.
Yeah, well, I mean, no, is Jace the person that the
Oh,
lightning's
I have
coming
no idea.
Out of?
Does he have white hair?
No.
And, like, a pleated coat-looking thing on? Some boots?
Maybe.
You can't really see his face, whoever this is.
Is
like the hair's in front of their face. Doesn't look like a hoodie. a bunch of clothes.
Is it nagging thoughts?
It is nagging thoughts.
Okay.
All right, in this case, we have a vampire lady who looks like she's giggling about some blood, and she's in... Oh, my God, it's dark in here.
Markov something? Is it a Markov something?
No, it's not Markov anything.
Is it a something neonate?
I think she's in front of a graveyard, maybe, or an overturned...
Insolent neonate? Is that what it's called?
Something, no. She's red.
Yeah.
Is it a 4-1 vampire?
Yes.
Oh, that guy.
It's a blood mad vampire.
Yep.
Okay. All right, this is... There's a rock, and there's like a ethereal ghosty looking figure on top of it. Like a white one. It's like sunset or something.
Is it the delirium tutu?
Yes.
I don't remember what it's called. Moon something.
Moorland Drifter.
Moorland Drifter.
Yep.
I was close. It started with M-O-O.
All right, here we have...
M-O-O-N. That spells Tom Cullen. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay. We have... There's like some twisted metal or rock maybe coming out of the ground. And there's like a red vine in front. And then there's someone standing kind of far away with what looks like a glowing sword in their hand, like with a sword up.
Oh, I know that one.
I don't know that
That's
one.
That's Nahiri. She fucked shit up.
Mm-hmm. Each cryptolith twists the plane's mana, bending its flow to a singular purpose.
Oh, Nahiri did it.
What's a cryptolith?
Nahiri made them.
What is it?
It's like the rock that kind of like points.
Yeah, okay.
It's like that.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them here. There's like 6 of them in this picture.
It's a red card?
It's a land.
Oh, it's the warped... what do they call it? It's like the land where you sack...
Landscape. It's called warped landscape.
Warped something.
This is like a vampire guy with a cloak that's going over him, and it looks like there's weights at the end of the cloak, but it's floating in the air, and he has his hand up and his twist, and he's all like grinning, and then he has like a sword thrusting forward. And his flavor text says, I have yet to find my equal.
Duelist.
Mm-hmm.
Markov Duelist.
Well, Darren Duelist.
Damn it! That would have been my second guess.
This is a big spider.
Spider.
Damn it, you beat me to it.
Can it block 7 extra creatures?
Yes.
I don't remember what it's called.
Lost in the woods is an optimistic way to describe a villager's disappearance. Found in the woods is frequently more appropriate. It is Watcher in the Web.
It's a big spider. He can block 8 creatures because he has 8 eyes and 8 legs.
This is a vampire lady who looks like she was at a masquerade, maybe. She's holding like a mask in one hand, and she's got like an axe in the other hand.
Is it an enchantment?
No.
Okay.
And I think behind her is like another vampire talking to a different vampire person or possibly about to prey on them. I can't really tell. But it's like a lady in like a dress, like a fancy dress and like a fancy head thing. She's all like relaxing on a couch.
Is she a bad vampire?
I mean, they're all bad, aren't they?
Is it? It's like the noble.
Yeah, vampire noble.
Yeah.
Just the this black one. Is someone with an axe made out of fire.
A fire axe, man.
Lightning axe.
Lightning axe. Because that doesn't look like lightning.
It looks
really like
good. Fire. That is really good. Especially if you have a fiery temper.
This is someone whose eye is bleeding a little bit.
Oh, no.
And there's a magnifying glass over his head, and then there's 3 faces in the magnifying glass that's over his head.
I remember that one.
It's like the weird discard one. It's black.
Yeah.
Pick your brain.
Pick the brain.
Pick the brain. Let me pick your brain.
This is what looks like a soldier person leaning over a woman who has blood, like, on her shirt, on her chest. She's, like, laying down all, like, blah, like, fucked up, probably dead. And he's holding on to, like, a locket, I think, that it looks like is around her neck. It is an enchantment. It is a green enchantment. It is a green enchantment for 3 mana.
Yeah, it's still not helping.
It's an uncommon green enchantment for 3 mana.
Oldenwald
Mysteries.
Oh.
This is one of them I don't like to look at. It's a man growing mushrooms out of himself.
Oh, Deathcap guy.
Deathcap Shaman?
Cultivator.
He's really good.
This is
What does your side look like?
A werewolf.
That narrows it down.
Is the person like holding fire in their hand? Like their hand is up, and but there's like a they got two thumbs for some reason. I don't really understand why that's a thing. Maybe it's a consequence of being a werewolf.
Oh, it's the one that does damage when it's attacked or when it's blocked. It has a weird name. Krallen something.
Kessig Forgemaster.
Kessig Forgemaster.
There's a lighthouse out in some water. There's some tornadoes behind it. This is actually really cool art.
Oh, it's the one that bounces all the creatures with the power less than the island?
You're right. Island. It's island. Just island. You're totally right. You said the word island, so you're right. This is some stained glass.
Clue token.
Yeah.
Did we get a rare?
Yeah.
Deathcap guy.
The Deathcap guy.
Oh, right. He's rare?
Yeah. Did we get a rare? Of course we got a rare.
Deathcap cultivator.
Deathcap cultivator.
I like him a lot.
Well, I don't like to look at him.
Because he has mushrooms growing on him?
Yes. It's actually
He looks
horrible.
Like Mushroom Jesus.
He reminds me of... What show was it where someone was burying people and growing mushrooms? Is it Hannibal? I think it was Hannibal. Where they were burying people and growing mushrooms on top of them because mushrooms are good for making people, for making, or people are good for making mushrooms.
Yeah.
Is that Hannibal?
It was like the first episode of Hannibal.
Yeah.
This is weird that she has two thumbs.
Yeah, I know. She has two thumbs as a werewolf, too. Like, I looked. She has two thumbs. That's just like a thing about her, I guess.
She's mutated. She's a mutant.
Yeah. She's got like two thumbs.
That's weird.
All right, so we can either end the podcast and go watch JFK, or I can open another X-Files pack.
X-Files.
X-Files it is! Maybe we'll get something other than combat and sights.
She's asking the zombie questions, and he's like, I don't know, I'm a zombie.
Oh, is that what she was doing?
Like,
she
interrogated
him?
He's real sad about it. He's real sad about his answers.
Oh, that's what it was. I didn't know that she was interrogating him.
She's like, what is the answer? And he's like, I'm just
a
zombie.
I'm a zombie guy.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Or maybe he's going to punch someone that is supposed to be answering questions.
There you go.
No, but he's chained.
No, he's chained up.
He's chained to the table and
he's not
real
having
sad
a good
about
time.
It.
Colonel Wharton, zombie master.
Oh.
Does he give all zombies plus one, plus one?
No. He's a... He's like a meanie guy. He's an X-File. You need to stop looking at your own cards.
I'm learning.
If we're going
to
do this. If you said you said X-Files.
Okay,
so.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
I mean, there's not really much to tell there. You didn't say what episode you think it's from. But
oh, it's the one
wrong.
With the... Huh? It's the one with the guy.
Fresh Bones, you're right. Arthur Grable.
That was the one when he was a ghost.
That's Roland.
That's the Adventure Time
one. Because he was in a brain in a jar.
Yep.
That's a Lovecraft thing.
The Jersey Devil.
Anasazi.
Anasazi it is. The cigarette smoking man. Ooh, he's an X-File. Did you know he's an X-File? He's not a guy, he's an X-File. Right, because he's not really on the team.
Okay.
I actually don't see an episode here for him. I think he's just, he's just in so many, they didn't pick one. Harry Coakley, I think we already had. He's from Aubrey. Hazardous Sample.
That's the one when she went in to get the sample. Little Green Men.
Ice.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a different Hazardous Sample. That was a cool episode.
Gibsonton, Florida. One of my personal favorite episodes.
This is a good Humbug.
Humbug.
I know that because
it was
about
circus freaks.
It was a good episode.
They're pretty cool.
I know that one.
Yeah. Relentless Pursuit. As a headline.
Sure.
Beep, 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 beep. Relentless Pursuit.
Man, people catch on foot. You're running around.
Genderbender.
Catching on, running on foot.
Hard Evidence. That doesn't happen in the X-Files. There's no hard evidence.
I want to believe.
Subject is 156 centimeters in length, weighing 52 pounds in extremis. Corpus is in advanced stages of decay and desiccation. Distinguishing features include large ocular cavities, oblate cranium, indicates subject is not human. Can I ask you to point that flash away from me, please?
Anastasi.
Pilot.
I'm going to just keep guessing Anastasi because it's always that
it's
one.
It's Anastasi, but okay.
Anastasi.
Emil and Zoe.
Anatoly.
Emil and Zoe. Special guest Seth Green.
Lightning One with Giovanni Ribisi.
Twin Peaks.
Deep Throat.
I almost had it.
Apparently. Detective Tony Fiori. Born Again. Detective Thompson. Jersey Devil. Detective Miles.
That was Aussie.
Pilot. The Erlenmeyer Flask.
The Erlenmeyer Flask.
Pilot.
Computer access denied.
Pilot. Ghost in the Machine.
Ghost in the Machine.
I got one. I win.
That was it.
I won all the points.
You did so good, honey.
We'll have to divide those up later.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to be done.
Happy birthday, Scissor.
Happy birthday to everybody whose birthday it
is
today.
Yeah, there's other people whose birthday include Heath Ledger, Maya Angelou. Don't shake your head. It's still his birthday, even if he's dead.
Whose birthday is on my birthday?
I don't know.
Bono.
Oh, you got Bono? I got...
And Dolly Parton.
I got Robert Downey Jr.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Dan?
For my birthday?
Who was born on your birthday?
Sputnik.
Sputnik. We learned that yesterday.
Yeah, I know, but who else?
I don't know. Sputnik.
Is that the Sputnik McKenzie, the dog?
No.
The Budweiser dog? All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, everybody.
I'll see you later, potatoes.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.